Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. What precipitated the massacre at Mountain Meadows? Could it be that Mormons were actually guilty of cattle rustling? I was really surprised to hear that that may have been the original plan with Barbara Jones Brown. She'll talk about what happened and what went wrong at Mountain Meadows that caused all of these people to be killed. It's a very interesting conversation over a very sad topic. Check out our conversation. I'd also like to remind you to please sign up for our newsletter. Go to gospeltangents.com/newsletter and you can get the latest updates from Gospel Tangents. Find out what we're working on. Now back to our conversation. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the aftermath. So we've alluded a little bit to it. So the massacre occurs on September 11th, 1857. Then what happens? Let's just go there.
So shortly after the massacre, on or about October 3rd, the other train that I was talking about that was traveling the southern route to California, the Turner, Dukes, Collins train, they are raided as well. They're raided at what was called the Muddy River, by Moapa. Indians there, and led by Mormon interpreters, one of whom was Juanita Brooks's grandfather, Dudley Levitt.
Oh, really?
So they do the same thing. They raid the cattle of this train, which, again, I was mentioning was happening on the northern route as well.
Was this on the northern route then?
Or
was
this
on
is the southern route.
Oh, the southern route.
But okay. There were raids of cattle on the northern route at the same time.
So okay.
There's one that takes place on September 8th. And those immigrants, the next morning, it's in at nighttime, and the next morning they conclude it was done by Indians and white men together. We can't say for sure who did it. We don't know. That's all we have is this account from those immigrants on the northern route. But it takes place on September 8th, 1857. And they said it was clear they did not intend to kill anyone. It was clear they just intended to run off our cattle. And that's exactly what happens with this other train. They have their cattle run off. They're strung out on the road, and it's in the dark at nighttime. And they're in a ravine, a large wash, a ravine. And the Moapa Indians, led by five or six Mormon interpreters, run off their cattle and then let the train goes on and makes it to California, to San Bernardino. So that happens right after this other one. No one is killed.
Mormons have a history of cattle rustling, it sounds like.
Well, again, this was Brigham Young's strategy, his war strategy, to mm-hmm. try and convince the federal government that if the government removed him as Indian superintendent and governor of Utah and ran the Mormons out, this is what would happen. The immigration would be no longer safe.
And so this is kind of
this is part of his strategy,
and so he's making it not safe.
Yeah.
Essentially.
He's encouraging it. Yeah, he's encouraging this cattle raiding. So
okay.
In all of the sources in which the cattle raiding is encouraged, you don't see any evidence of any killing to be encouraged at all. Just to have the cattle raided.
So why do you think the killing happened in St. George, or in Mount Meadows?
Yeah, so something goes awry there.
So let's make sure you're saying that. So you're saying that Brigham never encouraged anybody to be killed on any of these raids?
In these cattle raids.
Okay.
Right.
So
no evidence.
What happened in Mount Meadows?
Right. Exactly. That's the question. So what went awry with this one? What was the difference with this one? I think one of the things is, so Lee describes making that initial attack and describing trying to get the cattle away. The thing that's interesting is they make this attack while this immigrant group is encamped, whereas the other attacks, like the Turner Dukes Collins train, they were on the move. They were moving. So they take the cattle and the immigrants, you know, a few of the men chase after the cattle and try to get them back. And the interpreters say, oh, no, just you can't get them back. And making the long story short. So they just keep going on to California. But
you'll be better off if you don't get these cattle. basically is what they were saying.
Yeah, they're saying you can't get these cattle back. They're gone.
Okay.
And, well, they said, we'll try and get them back for you. We'll fire our gun if I'll fire my gun, my pistol twice if it's not safe for you to, you know, try and get these cattle back, and then fire the pistol twice. And then the part of it went after the cattle. They run back to their train where they've got their wives and children. And then the train says, we're in the desert. We've got to go on. And so they move on and go to California and then try and get their cattle back through or get refunded through the government.
Okay.
By reporting what happened. So I think one factor is this train was encamped when the attempt was made. And so rather than just going on, they end up encircling their wagons really quickly and like hunkering down.
So do you think the initial idea was not to kill anybody, it was just to get their cattle?
That's a possibility.
Okay. So but because they'd already camped, because they weren't moving.
And John B. Lee describes sneaking up on a hill by the cattle, and he says he trips over a herdsman who awakens. And John D. Lee says he goes to shoot him, but his cap doesn't go off. And so the herdsman starts running towards the camp. And John D. Lee reloads and is chasing after him and shoots him as he is diving into a tent and kills him. And so then, the immigrants get their guns and then an attack.
Oh, so it was a mistake.
A battle, or, you know, a gun firing.
Is this the result of a mistake?
That's what John Dewey says. Or it could have been the intent. You know, there are later sources, Laban Morrill, who talks about a council that is held in Cedar City before the massacre. But again, this is in 1877. Morrill remembers that a council was held and that they were talking about destroying the entire train or not, whether or not to destroy the train. So that's his memory 20 years later. So you have differing accounts.
Which is what makes this so hard.
But again, one thing we can be sure of is that multiple raids of immigrant trains are taking place. And Brigham Young has been saying, this is what's going to happen.
And then it happened.
Happens, yeah. But there, again, there's not a source where Brigham Young encourages any wiping out of an immigrant train.
Okay.
There's no source in which he says that.
All right. So it could be just simply that John D. Lee, that they were trying to steal the cattle. John D. Lee trips over this guy by accident, shoots him and kills him, and then that's basically what initiates
this battle ensues, and then the immigrants hole up. It could be that. It could also be that these folks in Cedar City said, no, we want all the plunder. We're not going to just take the cattle and, you know, we want everything. We want their money. And it could have been that this group decides, no, we're going to wipe them out and take everything.
So I'm going to play armchair historian here. I mean, to me, it seems pretty plausible to say, oh, this killing of this, you call him a shepherd, I think, or
herdsman.
Whatever, herdsman. This killing of this herdsman was an accident. They circled their wagons. Oh, now we got a big problem. Now we're going to have to kill everybody. I mean, is that reasonable?
Yeah, and that's what some of the perpetrators say. There's also a young man by the name of William Aiden, who was a hitchhiker, if you will, in our modern parlance. But he was traveling across the plains in 1857. And when the Utah War breaks out, he decides to go to California because he doesn't want to stay in Utah. He's not LDS, doesn't have those kinds of ties. So he's like, oh, I'm going to hitch a ride with the train and go on to California. And so he joins the train somewhere after Parowan. And is traveling with the train and probably trying to help make himself useful. He and another immigrant are out after the main party goes and camps at the spring in the Mountain Meadows. He's back looking for stray cattle, just trying to help herd them up and bring them back to the main group. And while he is outside of the corral, he is killed. He's murdered there at a place near Iron Springs, or some springs in the Leech's Cutoff somewhere. But his companion who's with him rides back and gets back into the corral. And so that companion was a witness to white men murdering William Maben.
Oh, wow.
And so some perpetrators have said, now we know that someone within the wagon train knows that there are white men involved, that this wasn't just an Indian attack. And if we let them go on now, they're going to get to California and say, look, Mormons tried to kill us and were raiding our cattle. And they've got that hysteria going on. There's like an army coming on the north. People from California will come up from the south. We're really in trouble if we let these witnesses go on. And so when Haight goes up to tell Dame why this needs to be done, that's the report he gives him.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barbara Jones Brown. In our next conversation, Barbara will tell us about a very startling conversation between two leaders in charge of the massacre. It really surprised me.
And Haight yells at him and says, if you blame this whole thing on me, I will follow you to hell to make sure you pay for it, basically. So there's just this horrible argument going on.
Please subscribe at patreon.com/gospeltangents. For $5 a month, you can hear the entire interview uncut. So please subscribe at Patreon or on our website at gospeltangents.com as well. For our latest updates, please like our page at facebook.com/gospeltangents. And also check our Twitter updates at Gospel Tangents as well. Please subscribe on our Apple Podcasts page at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents. Or you can subscribe on your Android device. Just do a search for Gospel Tangents. Thanks again for listening. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some more of our great videos. Thanks again.